Hey, everybody. We are back with some fun this week for you. We just wanted to drop a couple of minute episode here and give you a little update on what we've been doing. If you're following us on Instagram, and by the way, you should be, it's at IKR Podcast. So follow us there. And on Instagram, we've been doing some experimenting and having some fun. And so this week, we have been doing what we've been calling hashtag Fitness Week on IKR. So Latasha and I have been experimenting with different classes, different workouts, and we've been thinking about and talking about our bodies. And so I just wanted to let you in on a little bit of what we've learned and what we've been up to.
That we'll end up rich, but we'll make a mile out of every inch and out.
What is this on the table?
This right here?
Yes.
It's a Heath candy bar wrapper.
Wait, aren't we talking about fitness and health right now?
We totally are going to debrief Fitness Week here, but this is my favorite. I know we're supposed to be working off the Halloween candy, but I love Heath bars and no one hands them out.
Well, the one thing that irritates me about that Heath bar is that you did not bring one to share, girl.
You love toffee, too.
I love toffee.
Okay, enough about candy. Yes, now yes. On to fitness. Yes. We had a week where we experimented with all kinds of things.
It was
Here's
awesome.
What we did. We did a pure bar class.
That's right.
And I did a class at Crunch. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yes,
which you
did.
Were supposed to come.
Yes,
we did hot yoga.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to hit up Orange Theory, which I'm still organizing. And you're going to hit up a boxing class.
I'd love to go to a boxing class.
We're just organizing that.
For sure.
And then we've also done a couple of things, I think, on our own.
On the side.
Mm-hmm. So let's have a chat. What'd you learn in Fitness Week? What's happening?
You know what? I know that I like rhythms. And so anytime I get off of my normal schedule rhythm, it just throws me off kilter. And so the bar class was super challenging, but I would have liked it more if it were during the time that I normally work out, which is in the morning.
Because we went right smack in the middle of
the
workday.
That's right. It was like noon or something like that.
Yeah, that is kind of hard.
The place is wonderful. It seems to be filled with really, really sweet, cool ladies, which is very important, at least to me. I actually love the instructor. She was great. I liked how she came beside and turned off her microphone and then talked to me and then put the microphone back on. I felt like she was really encouraging. I want to see that in the morning. And that was my life.
So you just want to do it when you know.
I do. I want to try it again. So invite me back.
It's funny that you say that about rhythm because I also am a very big sort of in rhythm. I thrive in a solid rhythm. But one of the things I loved was the experimentation. I didn't really realize how much life I would get from just infusing something new into working out just a little bit differently. And it became sort of a fun part of this week. So I will definitely seek out more. Like, hey, try a free class or come here for a week. Mm-hmm. And because it just sort of, I don't know, it did something to uplift me.
That's cool.
And I think probably the biggest thing I walked away with was noticing that when I'm paying more attention to my workouts, because I work out. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I do the same old, and I just don't pay much attention. I really felt better about my body all week, even though it looked the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm presuming it looked the same.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I look any different than I did a week ago, but I really felt better just focused on my body in a good and healthy way.
Yeah.
And I think about our guest, Jenny Baker. Go back and re-listen to that episode, you guys.
Please do.
Season one, it was our most popular guest, and she just talked a lot about how we are insecure and we degrade our bodies without reason.
That's right.
That they're really wonderful creations.
Yeah.
And so I felt that way,
just
experimenting all week, and I was feeling positive about it.
Yeah. What I would say to people is, you know what? If you find something that you don't like, you should totally find something else because there are a zillion ways that you can take care of your body. I mean, there really are. For every person, there is a way to take care of your body. And I think you should spend time to try to find that because it absolutely makes you feel better for sure.
I went one day to the woods with my kids. Listen, random days off school kill working moms. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I work on Tuesday. Yeah. My kids were off for election day. It just about put me under. I mean, I loved the day off with them, but you're totally out of rhythm. Mm-hmm. Speaking out of rhythm, just give me a random Tuesday off school. Gah, that's a great way to kill a working mom.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to get exercise in because it was Fitness Week. So I took them into the woods. And it was such a beautiful day. And there's a parkour trail in a nearby park where there's like exercise stations. So we're like hiking through the woods, and they could play around and stuff, and I would do the station, and then we would all keep going.
How fun is that?
And some of them were just bars they could swing on and stuff. So we all went into the woods together and
I love
just found a totally wanted to enjoy the day. And one of our listeners talked about getting fresh air and how important that was during the day.
That's
right. Anyway, so just being creative infused a lot of energy for
me. That's great.
I want to be here with you.
Hey, you guys, thanks for doing Fitness Week with us. We just wanted to debrief because you've been so good about engaging us on Instagram. Yeah. So thanks.
Thank you.
And we miss you.
We do.
We'll be back next week with a Thanksgiving special. So stay tuned.
See you guys.
See you.
If the world's an oyster, then you're my pearl. If life gets nuts, we'll squirrel away. And I want to be here with you.
IKR is a production of Crossroads Church.